KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies and 70 degrees our current temperature here this morning at the KJAN studios. We look for partly cloudy skies here for a part of the day here as we become partly cloudy as the day moves along after some showers and thunderstorms move through here this morning. Hot and humid expected with a high of 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a moderate chance of some showers and thunderstorms, and still muggy with a low of 71. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Wastewater flowed into a drainage ditch on the east side of Carroll Thursday afternoon after a bridge contractor struck a sewer main. The Iowa DNR says Dixon Construction and the city of Carroll acted quickly to plug the pipe and divert the untreated wastewater. Carroll city officials estimate less than 500 gallons were released near the intersection of U.S. Highway 30 and North Grant Road. An unknown amount of wastewater traveled 1.4 miles through a drainage ditch before reaching the Middle Raccoon River. The city hopes to complete repairs. Yesterday once the parts were available. The DNR is continuing to monitor that situation and consider appropriate enforcement action. The Iowa State Patrol released additional information with regard to two recent accidents on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Lieutenant Joel Ayler, ISP Post 3 District Manager, told KJAN News an accident on Friday on I-80 westbound at around 4:40 a.m. took place when a female driving a Hyundai Sonata crashed into the back of a semi-tractor trailer. The accident happened 1 mile east of exit 64. Ayler said the 16-year-old was driving at a high rate of speed and that alcohol was involved. The teen was transported to a hospital in Des Moines for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The owner-operator of the semi, 39-year-old Randall Bartee, was not injured in the crash. The other accident happened around 8:11 p.m. on Wednesday on I-80 eastbound at the 69.5-mile marker. In its initial report, the patrol said a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by 18-year-old Caleb Lee Clement of Soldier ran into the side of a 2016 Volvo semi-tractor trailer registered Nationwide Transportation in Omaha and driven by 70-year-old Andre Lee Slusher of Lake Milton, Ohio. Clement was trapped in the vehicle and had to be extricated by mechanical means. He was transported from the scene by Midwest Air to the UNMC in Omaha. Additional information on his status was not available. The report said he was wearing a seatbelt. The car was totaled in the crash. The driver of the semi was not injured. Lieutenant Ayler said the accident report was not fully complete and additional information will be released later. Sources say, however, that it appears Clemens' vehicle was pulled off onto the shoulder of the interstate along with a group of other vehicles due to the heavy rain and a severe thunderstorm. He apparently pulled back onto the road into the path of the semi's trailer and became wedged underneath. The Atlantic Police Department reports four people were arrested on separate charges. On Thursday, 47-year-old Beverly Carroll of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for child endangerment, a controlled substance violation, keeping premises or vehicle for a controlled substance violation, possession of drug paraphernalia, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. 30-year-old Amber Stevens of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for possession of a controlled substance meth and two counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. 48-year-old Craig Griffin of Atlantic was arrested Thursday on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. And 40-year-old James Darrow of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. On Wednesday, 34-year-old Ryan Richard of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. On Tuesday, 29-year-old Catherine Coleman and 19-year-old Drew Miller, both of Atlantic, were arrested on separate Cass County warrants for probation violation. All subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. A member of the 9-person board that governs the three state universities has abruptly resigned. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Sabash Sahai is a doctor from Webster City who was appointed to the Board of Regents by Governor Terry Branstad in 2013. His 6-year term was scheduled to end next spring. The board's president announced Sahai's immediate departure from the board in a news release, but gave no reason for Sahai's resignation. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Sahai came with his family from India to Iowa in 1967 when he was 18 years old. He went to the University of Northern Iowa and Iowa State and earned his medical degree from the University of Iowa. He's been a doctor in Webster City since 1976. Sahai was absent from Thursday's Board of Regents meeting. In 2015, Sahai was the only member of the Board of Public to the board that publicly raised concerns about the private meetings other board members had with Bruce Harreld before Harreld applied to be the president of the University of Iowa. Sahai supported Harreld's hiring, but argued the private meetings left the impression that Harreld had been chosen before the formal hiring process started. Governor Kim Reynolds will name a replacement to serve out the remaining 10 months of Sahai's term on that Board of Regents. A man from Union County was arrested on Thursday afternoon at a motel in Creston on a Union County warrant for felony sexual exploitation of a minor. Creston police say 37-year-old Brian Lee Rhodes of Creston was arrested at the Creston Super 8 at around 1 p.m. Thursday. Rhodes was being held in the Union County jail on a $10,000 bond. Thursday evening, 42-year-old Tommy Dwayne Waters of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And Thursday night, 25-year-old Shelby Ray Bishop of rural Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center after she turned herself in on a probation violation warrant. Bishop was being held without bond in the Adams County Jail. Creston police said also a man living in the 900 block of North Division Street reported Thursday that a Flower solar light had been taken from his residence sometime between Wednesday and Thursday morning. That loss was estimated at $100. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports on Friday morning that 51-year-old David Long of Bedford was arrested in the 600 block of Court Avenue in Bedford on an active Taylor County warrant for delivery of a controlled substance. A subsequent search warrant was executed on the residence, resulting in Long being charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. Authorities say 51-year-old Loretta Marical of Bedford was also charged. Both Long and Marical are being held at the Taylor County Jail without bond, pending an appearance with the magistrate. Police say a body found on a Des Moines sidewalk was that of a 17-year-old boy. Police identified him as Tyrese Parson, who lived in Des Moines. Officers and medics sent to the scene at around 6:30 a.m. on Friday found the body. Police say he'd been shot and that the case is being investigated as a homicide. No arrests have been reported. Leaders in the livestock industry are lobbying Congress to set aside millions of dollars so a vaccine bank can be created to head off any foot-and-mouth disease outbreak. Jim Heimerl, an Ohio hog farmer who is president of the National Pork Producers Council, was in Des Moines this week for the World Pork Expo.
The United States doesn't have enough FMD vaccine or ability to produce it to handle even a medium-sized outbreak.
An outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease could cost livestock producers hundreds of millions of dollars and would be a huge financial hit to corn and soybean farmers, too. As Heimerl says, there'd be a dramatic reduction in the amount of grain needed to feed livestock.
We're asking Congress for $150 million a year for the next 5 years in the next farm bill for a vendor-managed FMD vaccine bank, as well as funding for federal diagnostics labs and state disease prevention efforts.
Foot-and-mouth disease, sometimes called hoof-and-mouth disease, is a highly contagious disease that attacks pigs, cattle, sheep, and other animals with cloven or divided hooves. According to the USDA, the disease can spread quickly and cause significant economic losses. In 2001, more than 6 million cattle and sheep were slaughtered in Britain due to an outbreak there. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Jamie C. Behrens, age 43, of Audubon, died May 30th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life service for Jamie Behrens will be held on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Harold A. Sheeter, age 97, of Bluegrass, formerly of Guthrie Center, died June 4th at the Genesis Medical Center East in Davenport. Funeral services for Harold A. Sheeter will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Marilyn York, age 77, of State Center, died June 3rd at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. A mass of Christian burial for Marilyn York will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charles D. Veith, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends for Charles Veith will be held on Friday at 3:30 p.m. at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. And William Wilbur Todd, age 60, of Carson, passed away on June 6th. And services for William Wilbur Todd are pending at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.